Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 2nd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ephesians chapters 4 to 6. How can we maintain unity in the church? We read in Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 to 3 like this. The words of Apostle Paul, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, which is the bond of peace. There is a major break point at this point in Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesian believers. The above verses start the second half of this epistle, in which Paul emphasizes matters of practical theology, which include the behavior of Christian believers resulting from following the doctrines taught in the first half. Every believer's life should match the excellency of his or her calling of Christ. While the previous three chapters have dealt with the calling of a Christian believer, the last three chapters deal with Paul urging each believer to walk worthy of his or her calling. The word walk describes a person's entire lifestyle. A worthy walk is one that is consistent with the Christian's dignified position as a member of the body of Christ. Overall, Paul stresses the importance of living in unity. God will facilitate unity in answer to prayer, but believers are responsible to obey Him. Three virtues contribute to unity in the church: humility, gentleness, and patience. There are the virtues that our Lord Jesus Christ had demonstrated when He was on the earth. It is evident that believers should practice all these virtues with loving forbearance and peace toward one another. This will greatly help in preserving the unity between believers that God has created in the church. Seven elements unite believers in the church, including one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all. Therefore, in order to maintain unity in the church, we must submerge our own petty personal whims and attitudes and work together in peace for the glory of God and for common blessing. Such internal spiritual unity can be only produced and maintained by the Holy Spirit, since we are one in the Spirit. We should do our best with persistent efforts, determination, and perseverance. God has placed us together in the church. We must work at preserving that unity. We should live lives that will give consistent, undeniable evidence of the truth of the gospel, just like our Lord. Having peace with God and with one another is a unifying bond that holds us all together. We are also one in Christ Jesus, so we must endeavor to make that spiritual unity a practical reality in our daily lives as well.